One of the things that we're encouraged to do as Christians is to look for ways that we can help other people. In this episode, we're going to tackle a topic that's brought up in the scriptures, specifically the idea of alms. And to break that down and to give some examples of how we can do this according to the way the Savior instructs us. Check it out. Hey everyone, welcome to Changing. My name is Donald Kelly and I'm excited to have you join with us today for this episode. We're going to talk about alms. If this is your first time watching one of our videos, please subscribe. If you have been watching this video, we ask you to subscribe, take the link, and share it with one of the persons so they can draw closer to Christ and to change. This podcast is designed to help individuals like you and I to do just that, change our lives and to draw closer to Christ. Now, we're going to go ahead and dive into this idea of alms. In the New Testament, I want to read a couple of scripture here, and this is going to pop up on the screen. It comes from Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before man to be seen of men. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father in heaven, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. So the idea behind alms is that you're giving this as a charitable gift, a charity. And I want to break down and give you a definition of what alms is in general. So the definition, here's a full breakdown of that. It is money or food given to poor or to the needy. The exact definition is money or food given to poor people. So think about this in the sense of the Savior's time. That's what people generally maybe needed. Like they may needed food or they may needed some, money to be able to do certain things. And we definitely see that in our days. But this is expanded to the sense where it goes into a little bit more context than that. Where it's like, if you look up the almsgiving, the definition, it is a practice of giving money or food to the poorer people. So this is a practice of almsgiving, and then there's the actual alms. But in our days, that expanded even further to charitable gifts or charitable organizations or donations or aid in time or community service and so forth. There's a lot of different things that we can do that falls under this category of giving alms. Helping out the poor or needy. Ultimately, that's what it is. But if you think about it from a Christian's perspective, this teachings of Christ goes along this line of we need to look for ways to help our brothers and sisters. We need to look for ways to help people in need. We need to look for ways to be able to care for them. We need to look for ways to be able to continue to assist in the Beatitudes as Christ taught about that in the New Testament. It's all about that self, about of giving up of ourselves to fulfill the will of God and to help others who are in need. And how do we go about doing this effectively? What are some things that we need to understand or to do? So I want to share a couple more ideas here when it comes to this, the concept of alms. In the scriptures, the Savior gave us some examples, some instruction there. First off, don't let your left hand know what your right hand doeth. Don't be as a hypocrite. You know, sometimes people will do a good thing just to be seen by other people. It just makes them feel good. So like, say, for instance, if, you know, I donate money to this organization to help out the kids who are in need, I want my name to be put on a building. I know people have different definition of this, different interpretation, but is that letting the left hand know what the right hand doeth? I mean, in different situations, it could be different things. If you're truly giving alms and truly trying to help and care for someone, you don't necessarily need to make a bold declaration to everybody about this. Like, I helped this hungry lad and gave them bread and drinks. Like, who cares? Go back to the thing when it comes towards the Lord. Like, the Savior wants us to help our fellow brothers and sisters. So we help them, not by means of obligation, but because of that's the Christian thing to do. That's how we're becoming like Christ. It's because that's what our Father would want us to. Because ultimately, we want to. We want to care for them because our being and our nature has been changed to become that individual Christ would want us to do, to be. Therefore, we're willingly doing that. There's a quote that teaches us that our goal, the only thing that we truly have to give to God is our will. Everything else is physically his. Like, I mean, think about it. If you're trying to give like money, that comes from items that were created on the earth that God created. If you're trying to give up, if you're giving like clothes, that came from products that came from the earth and so forth. Everything belongs to God. But the only thing that you truly have is your will. And if you give that onto the altar, that's like the ultimate level, ultimate gift that you can give to God. And now think about that. If you're giving yourself to God and willing to give him your will and to take his will upon you, you're willing to do the things that he would ask, that he needs you to do while he's not here, which is caring for the poor and the needy. Now, the other interesting thing apart, it talks about in the scriptures that we do need to care for those poor and those needy. But at what length? When is my alms becoming too much of putting good money into something bad? Now, I hate to go, and I don't want to make that comparison and try to bring money into this conversation in that sense, but you think about it though, like sometimes you may want to help someone or you have desire to help someone. They have the care, they definitely have the need, but those individuals are not willing to change, or those individuals are going to might use it for wrong purposes. And we don't, you know, it, in that same chapter talks about, I believe in a couple of these chapters here, talks about judging. I think it's chapter 7 actually. It goes into like judging and making righteous judgments. The Lord gives us the definition and the guidance how we can make those judgments. And maybe we need to talk about that in another episode. But the point is, you need to identify, how can I still help someone if, without necessarily making my money, making sure that I'm not using it for the wrong purpose. If somebody's hungry, perhaps you can do just that. Help them to get the food they might need. Perhaps your organization that can help them to get the food so they can have that. And with each of these ways, you're not necessarily going out there just to be shown, be seen of man, that I'm helping somebody get food, or I'm showing that I'm getting money to this charity. It's because you're loving and you're caring for people as your Father in heaven would. So therefore you're doing it as a method, a means of your love and your admonition towards them and towards your Father in heaven. Another thing that be the understanding of when it comes to alms, I want to go back down to this as well. Giving alms is a primary means by which many Christians and other faith traditions express their faith. Some Christians tithe 10% of their income or something close to it to their church, giving to their pastor or to missionaries or to camp and to so forth. That's in some sense a method of alms giving, where it's not necessarily, people don't necessarily, it's not being blasted that I'm doing this and so forth. It could be done in private. But I it was interesting that it put tithing in that. I think that may be different for some folks. I don't necessarily push it underneath the category of alms. I think tithing is tithing in itself, like you're giving to God to build a kingdom. Yes, that sometimes does tie into some of the other activities going on a day-to-day basis, but there's also different funds that you can donate towards. Maybe it's a Feed the Hungry campaign, or perhaps it's to help build a home or whatnot. But there are other things that you can do as well, which I feel like, say, maybe if in our church, there's something called fast offering, where that you pay your tithing, but you also, in addition to tithing, maybe you fast once a month, and the two meals that you would have eaten is for a 24-hour period that you fast. But two meals, let's say I eat a lunch and then I start my fast after my lunch, and then I don't have dinner and I don't have breakfast. So that 24-hour period, the money I would have spent on food for those two meals, I take that and donate it towards a fast offering fund. Now, that in some way could be an alms. It's going directly towards that. In our congregation, that's used to help the poor and needy, people who can't pay for rent that month, but they have no clue who's doing that. Everyone pays, and you don't put it out there and you go and say, pastor or bishop, or, here's my money and take this and give it to the poor and needy. You put it in an envelope and you privately give it to one of the our bishop or one of his counselors, or you also do it electronically, and the money goes into a fund so then it can be used towards helping those people. So the concept there is that, yes, that's fast offering. That is an almsgiving. You're helping the poor and needy, but you're not blastering and telling everybody that you're doing it and that, what you're doing. And that's one of the other things that come back with almsgiving that Christ talked about in that scripture that I read in Matthew chapter 6. Like, again, you really just don't want to do this to be seen of man. You want to do it because of the pure intent. And he goes back to talk about the hypocrites. How sometimes hypocrite will do that, but they're not doing it for the right reasons. Sometimes you hear about folks who make a large donation to a charity or to an organization. And again, is that, what's the right reason? Now, I can't be the judge on all of that, but I feel that in some cases, people do it just because they want to do a tax write-off. I guess in the end, if it goes towards helping, is that a bad thing? But then the other part to that, too, is that if you want to get the quote-unquote, I think, credit in God's eyes, do it because you really do want to care. And yes, you do get tax credit, tax write-off, but do it because you do want to help people. And if you have that means of helping them, yeah, by all means, go ahead and use it towards something good to help society. I would look for other ways that you can do alms as well, alms giving, so to speak, or to give alms. It could be in your time. It doesn't have to be necessarily financially. So somebody who's poor or needy may want to need somebody to sit down and talk to them, going to the nursing home and spending time with the seniors. So not only could be done through like the funds you give and also through your time and so forth, you can also do alms giving by just helping people around you, people who are in need, people who care, who need somebody just to talk to outside of the senior care home. Could just be a classmate, could be a friend, could be somebody that's in, going through a rough time in their family. Giving time to that individual, again, not doing it because of obligation, but doing it because of love and care for your fellow being, because of your relationship with God. I think when we get to that point, that's pure Christianity. When we truly, really, really want to help people and love others as Christ would, as he instructs us. Hopefully this is giving you some good ideas when it comes to what is alms and then how we can go about doing that on a day-to-day basis. The important piece, again, is do it because you want to and you want to care and you want to help other folks, and not because you feel a sense that you're going to get in trouble or go to hell if you don't. God loves you. Jesus is the Christ. The last thing they want for you is to have guilt. They want you to have peace and happiness. And there's so many of our brothers and sisters out there who need us and need help, and you have stuff that you can help them with. Maybe it just doesn't have to be monetary all the time. Go ahead and give some alms. Hey, thank you so much for watching this episode. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. Please take this link and share it with somebody else so they can get a better understanding about alms and how they can be able to give alms and be, do alms giving, so to speak. As you know, this podcast is dedicating to helping individuals like you and me draw closer to Christ. If you need help, you need prayer, you want to talk to someone, feel free to connect with me. I'll be more than willing to connect with you and give and share some thoughts. If you need prayer, we have some missionaries with our church who can sit down with you to share the word of God with you and offer some prayers. I know God lives. I know Jesus is a Christ. I know that when he comes again and reign as Lord of Lord and King of Kings, I want to be on his right-hand side, and I want you to be there as well. I know that he died on a cross so that we can be forgiven our sins, and I know that he loves you and loves me, and as we change and come closer to him, we can enjoy that happiness. And I share that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.